How good does it feel to get back on the field and actually hear pads popping, etc.?
Well, we don't have pads yet. Yeah. We're ramping up, but definitely, you know, this is what you wait for. And not even just myself, the players and all the rest of the coaches. You know, it's been a great offseason, but it's been a long one being away from football. So everybody was excited to be out here today.
Your impressions of first day?
Yeah, I thought the intensity was good. I thought the attention to detail was really good. I thought, you know, from the base level of a rookies coming in, the understanding of what we're trying to get done was pretty high from the meeting rooms and taking that to the field. Of course, there's going to be, you know, mistakes and stuff like that, but we're okay. We're ready to coach off those.
For the fact that it's Canadian football and football is football, your Americans especially coming in, their ability to grasp what goes on in the nuances, how's that been so far?
Yeah, not bad. Again, same world, right? First practice for those guys, and, you know, you get kind of locked into football mode when you get out there, and you got to remind the guys subtle details of the CFL game. But that comes with it at every rookie camp by the time they get really, hopefully, by tomorrow. But worst case, by training camp, you know, they'll be locked and loaded, ready to go.
Who impressed you?
A lot of guys impressed me, man. We got a few turnovers defensively from the DBs in the back end. You know, quarterbacks and having the command of the huddles. Obviously, those are something that we're obviously looking at tight. And certainly, I really like the way that the offensive lineman was moving today. So they got some snap and some pop to them. You know, not too many big lugs out there. So that's exciting to see.
What are some positions you can see some rookies really get some opportunities here in terms of roster construction this season?
Yeah, I think, you know, some of the spots that we earmark, you know, definitely that left tackle position is something that we're going to be looking at. And, you know, some of these guys out here have an opportunity to make waves and push for a position there. You know, defensively, you know, there's going to be some spots open in the back end. You know, corner spots, there's going to be some competition, you know, necessarily for rookies, but other guys coming in. But even at the linebacker position as well, the Will spot, you know, we're really excited about Eau Claire, but, you know, he's going to be pushed by some of these young guys. So, you know, we breed competition in everything we do. So, you know, you can't really pull back from that. You got to embrace it and really slug it out, baby.
The pedigree of some of these guys. I mean, you've got guys coming in that have played at Division I schools, who've attended NFL training camps, seen some time on NFL rosters. I mean, that should make for great competition all over the place.
Yeah, it should, you know, but, you know, we've all seen it, you know, from a staff standpoint. You know, you get guys from big schools or played a while in the NFL, and it's not always conducive to being an excellent player up here. So, you know, I try to, you know, lean on those guys to have them understand that the game's different, and it might have to change the style of their play a little bit. But if they've taken anything from where they were, from big programs or down in the NFL, is the compete level, that definitely translates. So if they're ready to work humbly and bring that, they should be putting themselves in good position.
Expand on the style of play difference that you maybe have to look at.
Yeah, I think, you know, just with the size of the field, you know what I mean? Different ways that they attack certain things, you know, defensively, run reads, and, you know, we got to cover a lot of space up here. So just small techniques and, again, nuances like you spoke to earlier that they got to adapt to.
What was it like to conduct your first workout as a CFL head coach?
Yeah, it was really cool. There was a couple times there I didn't know what the hell to do with myself, Rob. You know, I'm just walking around. I'm used to being a little more hands-on, but it was good to kind of take it in from a wide scope and kind of have input. You know, to this point, I've never been able to watch anything that the offense does during practice, you know, so that was cool to go check out those guys. And, you know, our coaches are doing an outstanding job, and it's showing, it's translated to the team period.
So what was your solution when you had that sort of what do I do here moment?
I just walk around and take it in, enjoy, you know, taking a couple notes here and there from practice and just things that I'm seeing, different intangibles and stuff with detail that, you know, you want these guys to take heed to. And, you know, it's good. I love, you know, sitting in the office and listening to the coaches and what they like to do. But seeing, you know, the coaches in action for me is also as much exciting as to see some of the players in action. So it's really good for us as a staff to be out here for the first time, and even better to see these guys out there practicing.
Do you look at today as sort of a personal milestone in that you have aspired to be in this position for a while?
Yeah, yes and no, I guess. You know, you brought it up, first practice, so that's done. So that was quick, right? But I think, you know, that kind of stuff, Rob, was just back when we got the job. And certainly now, you know, going back in there, reviewing the tape, that's doesn't matter what position, coach, coordinator, or head coach. You know, we're all looking at the tape the same, making the corrections, trying to get this team better.
I guess just this was your first rookie camp as a head coach. What are you looking for to get out of it?
Yeah, I think the main thing for us is, you know, that I talk to the staff about is investing in these rookies. You know, if rookies coming in kind of set the foundation of what we're trying to build. So, you know, the more we invest in these rookies, the stronger the floor and the foundation for us to build upon, right? So that's what I'm looking at, is making sure that we're putting the time in with these guys and seeing it translate. I'm telling you, I was pretty impressed with some of the things that these guys were able to do today compared to, you know, years prior and me coaching. So it's good. It's funny. It's one of those things, you know, everybody gets excited about the American guys that you pick up. But, you know, early in practice here, it's the Canadians. You know, they know the rules of the game, and that's to their advantage. So, you know, everybody's going to have their speed bumps. You know, for some guys who might, you know, be from youth sports, it could be the speed that they're being accustomed to seeing guys, that, you know, playing against guys who've been in pro camps before. But there's advantages everywhere. That's the cool part, is to seeing how guys adapt and conquer from that standpoint.
Coach, is not at all. Sorry, go ahead. Oh, there's not a huge window, obviously, for a young player to stand out. What do they have to do to stand out for you?
Make plays, man. This is a production-driven business, right? We all know that. Certainly, there's a lot taken into doing your job. That'll show up on tape. But you can do your job and then some. You know, you're standing out.